And now, remove ya.
Manifest kiddo sad warm luck. Becca de Selassina is a woman dancer than Kraika sight and Batman sight. Kiddo's better Christian in 1990. Mama Lamalam so bit to bit. Amen. Joe!
Returning to great speeches and interviews at Access Sacramento and The Voice, I'm Steve Lerman. If you're just joining us, we're listening to Is the Two-Party System Making the U.S. Ungovernable? You can listen to this program at 96.5 FM, or you can go to accesssacramento.org, or you can download it from greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
If you could stand up, please.
You're all the most qualified people to respond to this. In point of fact, it's not a two-party system because there are other parties on the voting ballots. But it's the problem, the media, which makes people think it's only a two-party system. It seems like there's very little coverage of third-party candidates unless they're eccentric.
David Brooks.
Well, you know, I do this for a living, and I sometimes go on TV shows, and the TV shows I happen to go on are some of the best on TV, the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, which is much less partisan shouting than most. And yet, the shows all of us are on are you're either the Republican seat or the Democratic seat. And I've been very struck by, I think when I started doing this, people would say, are you conservative or liberal? Now people come up to me, are you Republican or Democrat? The label Republican or Democrat has supplanted conservative or liberal. It's not what you believe, it's what team you're on.
I don't really feel that. I mean, I feel I happen to be a Republican, but I am primarily a libertarian conservative. And when I go on shows, not quite the same quality of shows goes on. my play, I'm on Bill Maher. My place is there as a sort of kooky libertarian conservative, a guy who's really, really conservative, really, really Republican, but, you know, thinks about marijuana. It's a drug that makes teenage boys drive slow. And what's wrong with that?
And that concludes round two of this Intelligence Squared U.S. debate. And here's where we are. We are about to hear closing statements from each debater in turn. Those closing statements will be 2 minutes each. And remember, you voted before the debate, and you're going to be asked to vote again right afterwards, and this is their last chance to change your minds. So on to round three, closing statements. Our motion is the two-party system is making America ungovernable. Here to speak against the motion, P.J. O'Rourke, political satirist, journalist, and author of 13 books, including Don't Vote, It Just Encourages the Bastards.
Okay. Our vague and sloppy political system keeps America away from abstract political theory. See, the whole 20th century was an experiment in abstract political theory, vigorously applied in places like Italy, Germany, Spain, Russia, China, North Korea, Cuba, and among some of my loonier friends who joined the Weather Underground. You know, away from abstract political theory is a good place to be. Our compromised and compromising system, with its messy conflicts and its fitful bipartisanship, keeps governance close to real life. Because in reality, we all contain within ourselves elements of the Democrat and the Republican. We are conservatives when we catch the kids smoking pot, and we're quite liberal when we catch ourselves doing it. You know? No one ever says, oh, goody, when it's time to pay taxes, and no one ever turns down a government benefit. You know? Abandoning the two-party system would mean abandoning a great truth, the truth that we're all of two minds about politics. You know, greater certainty in our political opinions would mean more politics, more arguments, more strife. We don't need that. We've got enough. Giving up on the lame old political generalities of Democrats and Republicans would make politics more important in America. You know, indeed, my closing argument is a simple plea for personal mercy. I've been covering American politics for 40 years. Two parties is as many as I can stand.
Thank you, P.J. O'Rourke. Our motion is the two-party system is making America ungovernable. And here to speak for the motion, Arianna Huffington, president and editor-in-chief of the Huffington Post Media Group.
Basically, the two-party system is like a stale marriage. Democrats and Republicans need something to spice it up. They need to go on Craigslist and find a third party. And if that third party isn't wearing a shirt, they really should do a background check. Because he may turn out to be a member of Congress, and you don't want to go there. So I remember in 2000, I organized the shadow conventions. The shadow conventions were intended to address issues that the two political parties were not addressing. And those issues were the growing income inequalities, the failed war on drugs that has put more African Americans in jail than they have jobs at the moment, and also the problem that was addressed here tonight of campaign finance reform and the desperate need to do that. Since 2000, all these problems have gotten worse. And they have gotten worse because the two-party system has made this country ungovernable. And unless you give up on the idea of America becoming a more perfect union, unless you give up on the idea of us being able to really live up to the American dream of our ancestors, then you got to vote with David and me.
Thank you, Arianna Huffington. Our motion is the two-party system is making America ungovernable. Here to summarize his position against the motion, Zev Chaffetz, a columnist and author of 12 books and founding editor of the Jerusalem Report.
99 years ago, a guy stood up at a political convention, a third-party convention, and he said, "We stand at Armageddon and we battle for the Lord." That was Teddy Roosevelt. Armageddon was Woodrow Wilson. It's always Armageddon for people who have that tendency, and it's good that there are people who think it's Armageddon because they push. That's a good thing. But tonight we're talking about a specific motion, which is that the two-party system is making America ungovernable. In order for you to vote for that, you have to agree to two things. You have to agree that America is becoming ungovernable, or perhaps it is already, as Arianna said in the beginning, has become ungovernable. I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that any of you who came here today traveled through a space which anyone could regard as ungovernable. America is a highly governed country. It has flaws. flaws, it has problems, it has economic inequalities. All of these things have existed and they'll continue to exist. They're part of the human condition. America needs to be a more perfect society. It can't be a perfect society. The second proposition that you have to agree to, even if you think that the world, that America as you know it, is ungovernable, you have to believe that the reason that it's ungovernable, that the HP disaster took place and the Virginia mining disaster took place and all the other disasters took place, is because of the two-party system. And I don't really think that you can make that case. And therefore, I implore you to vote for our side.
Thank you, Zev Chaffetz. Our motion, the two-party system is making America ungovernable. And here to summarize his position in favor of this motion, David Brooks, New York Times op-ed columnist, commentator on the NewsHour, and coming out in a matter of weeks with a new book called The Social Animal.
Many of you have been looking at our side at our table and thought, those two are so much alike. Ariana's a glamorous woman with continental manners. I aspire to be the fittest fat person in America. Ariana created a business in which people write for free, and she sold it for more than $300 million. I have 3 credit cards, one of which I can use at any time. Ariana and I agree on most things. In fact, I think I can safely say I agree with Zev and PJ a lot more than I agree with Ariana. And yet, if Ariana and I sat in a room and talked about the big issues facing our country, I bet we could reach some plausible solutions. But if we were elected to the two parties as they currently exist, we would never get in the same room. So when I take a look at the issues that are before us, immigration, a vital issue about which the two parties can reach no agreement. Debt, a vital issue about which the two parties can reach no agreement. Wage stagnation. And inequality, a long growing issue about which the two parties can reach no agreement. These are all concrete issues that are right here in front of us. If you see a way for our current two-party system, if you see an avenue for them to reach agreement and solutions on these issues, even imperfect solutions, well, then vote for the guys in the red ties. But if you don't, vote for the glamorous side. Thank you.
Thank you, David Brooks. And that concludes our closing statements. And now it's time to find out which side you feel argued best. We want to ask you again to register your vote, reminding you you voted once before, and the team that has changed the most minds after this vote will be declared our winner. And we're going to have the votes in just a minute. I have thoroughly enjoyed this debate, like perhaps none other. This group has been absolutely terrific. I want to thank them. Okay, so it's all in now. Remember, our motion is the two-party system is making America ungovernable. Before the debate, 46% were for the motion, 24% against, and 30% were undecided. After the debate, 50% were for the motion. That's up 4%. 40% were against. That's up 16%. And 10% were undecided. The team arguing against the motion, the two-party system is making America ungovernable, has carried the debate. Our congratulations to them. Thank you from me, John Donvan, and Intelligence Squared U.S.
That's right, I'm back. No, actually, I've heard some comments recently to the effect that perhaps I spend a little bit too much of my time on the road and not enough of my time in the White House, but I will remind you all that I live with my mother-in-law. But I'm here tonight to talk to you about what is shaping up to be the ugliest beach disaster in history, except for that time Rush Limbaugh went skinny dipping in a Speedo, but that's neither here nor there. Of course, I'm talking about the recent oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, my administration has been working around the clock, brainstorming, turning away no idea on how to fix this problem, no matter how ludicrous. For instance, in order to clean up this spill, the fellow who sells those sham wows on television has offered to sell us 300 million of those ShamWow towels for the low, low price of $800 billion. All we have to do is kick in 880 million for shipping and handling. Now, of course, this will mean that we will have to raise taxes, but only for the 53% of Americans who actually pay their federal income taxes. We also, in an effort to ease the strain on our maritime interest, the government will be buying all of the seafood from the Gulf of Mexico. And in an homage to New Orleans chef Paul Prudhomme, all of it will come to you pre-blackened. And last, in an effort to stop this leak, we are planning to try and fill up that pipeline with the bonus checks of the BP executives, or, failing that, with the executives themselves should they be unwilling to give up their bonus checks. Surprisingly, that is the only idea of mine that garnered any support. I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we must act fast. Every moment that we delay does more damage to the Gulf, to the marshes, to the birds, to the fishes, and most importantly, to any of my ideas about offshore drilling. Thank you very much. Good night. God bless.
Great Speeches and Interviews is your source for in-depth information about the economy, foreign peace, climate change, and more. Now with more speeches and more interviews than the leading brand, also contains tasty tidbits of humor and song, fortified with more debates than the other brands, and all comparisons are fictional, broadcast on Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on KUBU 96.5 FM.
Buildings look like boxes on the sand. They blow up and then you clap your hands. But the people that were here, did you think of it? You know, the stuff films on the nightly news with all the expert point of view. The snuff films on the nightly news. With all the expert point of views. The crosshairs make it look so clean and neat. Grab the popcorn, come on, take a seat. The captain calibrates the fix and it dials in the track. The stealth machine is a working fine. It fools the brown guys every time. The stealth machine is working fine. It fools the brown guys every time. So it's bombs away and roll a video. The vector's locked and so he turns to go. The captain's thinking bars look good with his wings. And the silver shape is a gliding down for the target in the town. The silver shape is gliding down for the target in the town. Child turns to face the sudden sound. A flash of light, what's happened to the ground? And then she's flying high, like the captain in the sky. Oh, but when she lands, she's a very still. It's accidental, if you will. But when she lands, she's very still. It's accidental, if you will. Roll a tape, the graphics are sublime. They play between the traffic and the time. But how many pairs of eyes shut as hard as stone while you watch the captain soar and you shout it out for more? While you watch the captain soar and you shout it out for more. The buildings look like boxes on the sand.
Fashion show with a tank stumbling round in the middle of the road. I have my rifle loaded with my finger curled, walking through the city like me own the world. And yeah, I fired sometimes, it was them or me, but defending myself wasn't setting them free. I got betrayed by these political thieves, making me fight for their luxuries. Some speaking out, you don't fight for this shit. Well, some big construction for profits. They're talking pride now to make itself something good, but there's no pride taking someone else's neighborhood. spare yourself, Sam. What have I done? I became someone else, took lives, lost friends. A lot of people back here don't understand. Like this kid came up and said to me, Mr. Soldier, did you shoot anybody? And I couldn't find the nerve to follow through and say I did, and a lot were younger than you. Speaking out, I'm trying to let your folks know. They try to fool you with your DP, but you don't have to go. They talk of pride now to make yourself something good, but there's no pride in taking someone else's neighborhood. I wake up at night and I can't go back, cause I'm stuck inside of some panic attack, ducking down low in the combat zone, till I come to realize that I'm all alone. These things stick to you, they're in your bones. When you leave the war, they follow you home. When you can't close your eyes and make it go away, but you can organize for a better day. So I'm speaking out because it's hell over there, just like the tortoise laughing, but we didn't seem to hear. It's like a pride not to make itself something good, but there's a pride taking someone else's neighborhood.
Came home with a head full of pictures, and I can't say, I can't say. They wake me up screaming in the middle of the night and make them go away, and make them go away. And I might stop drinking, and I might not stop. I might cross over that line. I just want to get drunk and stay that way all the time. Now I'm walking around with a head full of pictures, and you don't want to know, you don't want to know. They're hanging in the air right in front of my face, everywhere I go, everywhere I go. Then I might stop doping, and I might not stop. I might cross over that line. I just want to get numb and stay that way all the time. Nobody should have pictures in the head like I do. Nobody should have pictures in the head like me. Giving back to the people that wanted this war, I don't want to see them anymore. I'm living my life with a head full of pictures, and now, now, and I can't make love to the world anymore, cause they're too strong, they're too strong. And I might get crazy, and I might not stop. I might cross over that line, and I might do something I might regret sometime. Who gave me this head full of pictures? Well, I think I know, I think I know. Some big shot sitting in a padded chair where the money's on flow, money's on flow. And I might stop thinking, and I might get smart. I might cross over that line, and I might do something about it sometime. Nobody should have pictures in the head like I do. Nobody should have pictures in the head like me. Giving back to the people that wanted this war, I don't want to see them anymore.
I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river. That's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be nervous, Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, all at once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fools had to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
And now for something completely different.